Whether or not to show up for work tomorrow is on the minds of millions of immigrant workers this weekend. Many immigration advocates want to demonstrate the role of immigrant workers in the American economy with a massive nationwide one-day work boycott. But as KQED's Rob Schmitz reports, civic, church, and media figures have delivered mixed messages, which may affect the boycott's impact.
To work or not to work? That, in Shakespearean terms, seems to be the question for many immigrants throughout the country leading up to May 1st. Mike Lee, who owns a garment factory staffed by 30 Latino immigrants in Los Angeles, wants to know the answer.
2 weeks ago, did a quick survey. Only 4 or 5 said they won't be coming to work. Monday, we did another quick survey, and that number reversed. 5 will show up and 25 will say they'll boycott.
According to one of Lee's managers, results of subsequent surveys change day by day. The workers' indecision is reflected among those jockeying to lead what has become an immigrant movement. 100 to 200 organizations have been involved in planning for the May 1st activities. Roughly half of them support the boycott. The other half agree with labor unions and church leaders that people should go to work.
Este próximo lunes, primero de mayo, es Día de Acción.
Even some of the Spanish-language DJs who helped organize the March 25th rally in Los Angeles are backing off. For the past week, radio station KLAX has aired patriotic promos such as this one, which features popular DJ El Cucuy asking people to forego the boycott in favor of a march through West LA that begins late that afternoon. In the promo, El Cucuy reminds his listeners to bring an American flag, wear white shirts, and to remember that work is a blessing from God.
El trabajo nace con la persona. El trabajo es dignidad. El trabajo es una bendición de Dios.
El Cucuy's program director, Juan Carlos Hidalgo, says his station's role in the recent rallies has become an important one, and he's trying to be careful with his newfound responsibility.
If we are asking for reform, and we are saying that the reason that we come to this country is to work, I think it's a very wrong message to not to go to work on Monday.
But many immigration advocates disagree. Nativo Lopez heads Hermandad Mexicana, the group that organized the May 1st boycott. He says the media and political and church leaders, what he calls hierarchies, are trying to stunt the growth of this movement.
The dynamic here is really one that hierarchies are intervening to put the brakes on, impede, slow down this movement that basically began from the bottom. It began from the base. It began from the immigrants themselves.
Back at Mike Lee's garment factory in South L.A., Gloria Rodriguez supervises a worker making alterations on a dress. Rodriguez supports the boycott and says she feels betrayed by her favorite radio DJs.
They're supposed to be our leaders. You know, they walked out with us when it was in March. Now, when we're doing this huge boycott, they don't want to support us. We don't care that they don't want to support us. We are the majority. You know, so our voices are going to be heard regardless, whether they're there or not.
Rodriguez says she's taking her daughter out of school to celebrate the boycott as a family. She says she's lucky. Her boss supports her decision. He'll make do with whoever shows up on Monday. Other business owners, she says, might not be so sympathetic. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.